I'm just sorry I'm so wool gathered on this, but I never had any experience on that. And of course, you would have a rack. If you were sawing wood, you'd have a rack to put it in or something like that, but that's all I would know.
What about if you shave with a straight razor, use a leather thing to sharpen it?
The razors, well, strap, or some people call it strapping the razor, but it's a razor strap.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of rock you use to sharpen a razor or a knife?
Well, it would be a wet rock.
And what about the big one that would be fixed on a frame and you turn it to use a sharpened axe? It would
be a grinding stone.
Grinding stone?
Yeah.
And when kids take a plank and lay it over something like that, one on each end, and go up and down, what do you call that?
That would be the seesaw, you would call that?
Mm-hmm. And what would you say they're doing if they're using it?
I would just say they were seesawing.
And what if they fixed it on a post with a nail through the middle and then somebody pushing around in a circle?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it. We used to call it an imitation, or flying jenny, we called it, but I don't know, flying jenny.
And have you ever seen where instead of having one resting point and two kids, you've got the board fixed on each end and the kid would sit in the middle and bounce up and down?
Juggling board.
Juggling board?
Mm-hmm.
And if you tie a couple ropes from a tree limb and put a seat across the middle, what do you call that?
Oh, you mean a swing? Just a... Just a...
And the type of ammunition you'd use in, say, a rifle or a pistol?
Well, it'd be either a pistol ball or a rifle cartridge.
And would there be a difference in if you picked one up?
Well, a pistol... Well, generally... Well, not necessarily the way they make guns now, I guess not, but you just seem like you... Well, it would be pistol cartridges also. They'd all be cartridges. I don't know what would be any difference.
And the ball, you'd be referring to the...
Well, the ball itself would be the bullet, but they generally seem like I never had much experience with that either, but I think people call it... It seemed like they would refer to the pistol ammunition as pistol balls, which would be pistol cartridges right on.
Have you ever had a coal fire, coal stove?
Oh, yes, we've had coal stoves, yes.
What would you call the thing that you carry the coal in?
Coal scuttle.
And what about the box that you would have near the stove to...
Yeah, the stove.
To keep coal in.
Well, I never did that. We had wood boxes. We guess you should call it a coal box, I reckon. We used to have wood boxes, but the coal, we always had scuttles and just kept it in the scuttles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the place outside or under the house or wherever it was that you stored it?
Well, of course, I guess people would store the coal, a lot of it in the basement, I reckon. We never had anything like that. Yeah, we just had... You'd store the coal in the yard, that would be all. The only thing is a coal bin, you might be a coal bin, you'd have a bin somewhere, so I imagine that would be about it.
And what would you call the thing that goes from the stove to the chimney?
Well, from the stove to the chimney?
Mm-hmm. You carry the smoke out.
Well, you'd have a stove pipe, and stove pipe is all.
The vehicle you'd use to carry, say, bricks or something like that, have one wheel and a couple handles?
That would be your wheelbarrow, yeah.
And if the wheelbarrow is not turning well or squeaking, what would you put on the wheel?
Well, grease.